WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Strong Starts, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to kickstart your day and conquer whatever comes your way. I'm Dylan Brooks, your friendly neighborhood Stoic guide, here to help you navigate the chaos and emerge a little bit stronger each morning. Ever feel like the world is constantly telling you to be more, do more, achieve more? Like there's this never-ending checklist of things you should be doing, should have, should be accomplishing? Let me tell you, that feeling, it's a common one. We live in a society obsessed with progress and achievement. It's like we're all caught in this hamster wheel, constantly running but never really getting anywhere. But what if I told you there's another way? What if, instead of striving for some idealized version of ourselves, we embraced who we are right now, exactly as we are? Today, we're diving into a powerful Stoic principle. I am enough as I am today. It's a simple statement, but it packs a punch. It's a reminder that you don't need to constantly chase after something more. You are already complete and worthy just as you are. Here are five key takeaways from this powerful Stoic truth. 1. Self-acceptance is your superpower. Think about it. The strongest people aren't necessarily those with the biggest muscles or the flashiest achievements. They're the ones who have mastered the art of self-acceptance. They embrace their flaws, their imperfections, and their unique quirks. This doesn't mean they're complacent. It means they have a strong sense of self-worth that comes from within. 2. Comparison is the thief of joy. This one is hard, right? We're bombarded with images and stories of people seemingly living their best lives. It's easy to fall into the trap of comparing ourselves to others and feeling inadequate. But remember, social media often presents a carefully curated highlight reel, not the whole story. Comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples to oranges. You're simply different kinds of fruit with unique strengths and weaknesses. 3. Focus on your inner compass. Instead of getting caught up in external validation, tune into your own inner compass. What are your values? What brings you joy? What kind of person do you want to be? When you focus on these things, you create a sense of purpose and direction that's truly fulfilling. 4. Gratitude is a game changer. Ever notice how grateful people tend to radiate happiness? It's not just a coincidence. Practicing gratitude shifts your perspective from what you lack to what you already have. It's about appreciating the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. These small moments can make a big difference in your overall well-being. 5. Be kind to yourself. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, would you? So why do we do that to ourselves? We all stumble and fall sometimes. It's part of the human experience. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer to someone you love. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up in the morning feeling stressed about work deadlines, anxious about an upcoming presentation, or maybe even overwhelmed by the news cycle. But instead of letting those feelings consume you, you take a deep breath and remember this Stoic principle. I am enough as I am today. You acknowledge your feelings without judgment, knowing that they are temporary and don't define your worth. You focus on what you can control, your attitude, your actions, your responses. And suddenly, the weight of the world feels a little lighter. See, it's not about pretending everything is perfect. It's about accepting where we are in this moment, with all its imperfections and challenges, and embracing ourselves fully. So, my friends, remember, you are enough. Just as you are, in this very moment, no need to chase after some idealized version of yourself. The journey starts right here, right now. Share your thoughts. How do you practice self-acceptance in your daily life? Leave a comment and let's keep the conversation going. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and share it with someone who needs a little reminder that they are enough just as they are. Until next time, stay strong, start strong, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.